What's up, everybody? This is your host, Rosie, the Haitian Mama, and you're listening to Season 3 of Mama Life, a show about the ups and downs of motherhood. If you're a new listener, welcome, and thank you so much for tuning in. For my returning listeners, thank you for sticking with me on this journey. Now, let's get on with the show. Welcome to another exciting episode of Mama Life. All right, y'all, before I get started, I want to ask the moms, how are you, mama? How are you? How are you guys holding up? How are you guys holding up? Because I know summers could be so rough, especially if you have multiple kids. Mamas, let me tell you, being a mom of three boys, being home for the summer has been tough. It has been tough. First of all, I'm a stay-at-home mom all year around, but it's been different when they're in school and I'm only home with one toddler. But me being home with three, first of all, I got a 3, 4, and 8-year-old. Me being home with them, it's been crazy. It's been chaotic. There's been screams. There's been tantrums. They've been fighting over everything. They've been fighting over pillows, fighting over toys, fighting over, oh my goodness, fighting over almost everything. Fighting over games they play with each other. Fighting over playing with each other. They just fight. They just fight and fight and fight. And it's nonstop. It's nonstop, mamas. It's nonstop. Whew, how are you guys holding up? How's y'all summer going? Because mine is crazy. Mine is crazy, yes. So today's episode is about my summer woes, okay? It's about how my summer is going so far and how glad I am that school is about to be on next month, okay? I am so glad that school is about to be in session. I'm so excited. But y'all, let me dish out my summer because I know y'all want to hear the craziness. First of all, my boys, I should have put them in summer camp. But you know what? Summer camp gets expensive. So I was like, I got this. You know, they're home. I could do little activities with them every single day. But what I didn't know is that I have to plan it. Like, I have to plan each day to the T. And I hate planning because you never know what could happen. I never like planning with kids because things always go wrong. They throw tantrums. They don't want to go anywhere. They take long to get places. It rains. So I just do stuff by ear. Like, I got this little pool that, you know, I set up in the backyard, which I did it just once. And they swim. They have fun. And then I have this trampoline where they could jump. So they have activities to do in the backyard when it's not too hot, y'all. It's been like 90 plus degrees in Florida. It's been like 90 plus degrees in Florida. So all the outdoor activities I wanted to do, I was like, no, I am not about to go out in 90 degree weather. No, no way. Like, for instance, the park. We go to the park all the time. Sometimes during the summer because that's part of their activities. I take them to the park so they could, you know, blow up some energy because boys like to jump around. Boys like to jump around. So with it being hot, with it being rainy most of the time because Florida's weather is mad bipolar, we didn't do that. So I have other activities. I paint with them, which they love. They love to paint. They love to color. So that's one activity that I did this summer that I am so proud of. I put a blanket down on the floor, put some paper down, and they paint. But baby, boys love to fight, y'all. Boys love to fight. Boy moms, how y'all doing this summer? How y'all doing this summer? How y'all holding up? Because, baby, I am going crazy. I would love to say that this summer was smooth sailing. Everything was great. But I am so glad that I'm in therapy. Because if I wasn't, I would have gone crazy, y'all. I would have gone crazy. It's been so much fighting. Fighting over toys. Fighting over one not playing with each other. Fighting over sharing, even though they have a million toys, y'all. Their room is packed with toys. but they choose to fight over like one toy. Like, why are you fighting over one car if you have so many cars in your room? Why are you fighting over one toy if your room is packed with toys? Kids just love to fight over things. And yes, this summer was full of fights. Like, they love to fight with each other. Like, my three and, oh my goodness, my 3 and 4 year old loves to fight with each other. But they are the closest things. They love to fight with each other. Like, they love to argue with each other. They fight with each other so hard. But at the end of the day, they hate for each other to be punished, which is so hard when I'm trying to put one of them in the corner. So, yes, this summer has been so hectic. And, yes, I'm glad that school is about to open, y'all, especially for the activities, because I can't come up with any more activities. Summer is almost done, and I'm out of ideas, y'all. I am straight out of ideas. I mean, the painting is good. I do that every now and then. And every now and then, I decide to cut the screen time because I noticed that they were spending so much time in front of the TV, which I really don't like. And I also noticed that when I say no TV, when I cut off the screen time limits, they cry and they scream and, you know, they act like they're bored and they don't have anything to do, which that's why I decided to just go on walks with them now. Like, every now and then, I take them out, I go on walks. It's been hot, but we still manage to walk, like, early in the mornings. So, instead of watching TV in the morning, I go for walks with them, which has really been helpful. Like, I do not put them in front of the screen because I'm like, what's the point? And I've been trying to do sight words with my little ones also. That's another thing that I've been doing for the summer. Like, I've been trying to do sight words. I've been trying to get the little schooling in because my 3-year-old is going to school too. Yes, y'all. My house is about to be empty. Yeah, I'm finally going to have that time for myself. I don't know what I'm going to do with myself, y'all. I really don't. But I am, like, so excited that school is about to open. It's not even funny. Because this summer has been so rough. There's been such... it's been a lot. It's been a lot. Like, I've been stressed so much. I've been yelling, screaming, trying to get the kids to calm down. Whew! And running out of activities. Like, it's rough. It's rough. It's been rough. But, yes, I'm glad that school is about to open. I'm glad that everything is about to be normal, y'all moms. I know y'all glad. I know y'all glad. Because bedtime has been a struggle this summer. Bedtime has been a struggle. It's been hard getting them to bed. Y'all, it's been hard getting them to bed. It's been hard, period. Like, my husband is out for the week. And I've been with the boys for days, and I feel like I'm drowning because they don't want to listen. They fight all the time. My 8-year-old never wants to listen. So yes, this summer, y'all, the summer has been rough, but thank God for therapy, because my therapist, before the summer even started, she was like, okay, listen, you need a list of activities. You need to do stuff with them. You need to take them places. I haven't been able to take them anywhere. I am thinking about taking them to the town center, like this little outdoor mall, and, you know, have them do some kind of activity there. And, you know, I might take them to the park I did take them to the library, but all they want to do at the library is play video games. Like, seriously, I'm looking at kids at the library because I see kids at the library all the time, and all they play is Roblox. Like, all summer, kids have been coming to the library, and I've been looking at their, like, computer activities. I've been looking at it over over their shoulder, and I'm like, all they're playing is computer games. Like, they don't play learning games in the library anymore. It's just crazy. And yes, my kids are no exception. They do not play learning games either, but I am so proud of my 3-year-old because he has gotten used to the computer. But what I'm not proud of is that he's not playing the learning game. Also, yeah, my kids are part of that. They're also playing the little video games on the computer. And that's the reason why I don't take them to the library anymore. Because once I say stop playing on a computer, it's like my 3-year-old throws a big tantrum in the library. And no, I am not having that. Not this summer, y'all. Not this summer. I am not having to drag my 3-year-old out of the library. No. No way. But I am thinking of bringing him on Fridays for story time because they do have story time. So, yes, my summer has been, like, packed. It's been crazy. It's been hectic. How has your summer been, mamas? How are you holding up? Do you have that glass of wine ready for bedtime every time? Whew, it's been crazy for me. It's been crazy. It's been hectic. As you can see, I cannot wait for these kids to get back to school. I can't wait, y'all. I'm just counting down the days because, baby, 3 boys? That is so crazy. They're running around. I don't know who's going to get hurt. I don't know when I have to go to the emergency room. It gets crazy. They're throwing tantrums. They don't want to listen. Toys everywhere. Not to mention toys everywhere. Yeah, toys everywhere. The house is dirty. Ooh, it's a lot. It's a lot. It's a lot. Me tripping over toys. Ooh, me tripping over toys, kids asking for things to eat every 5 seconds during this whole summer break, kids asking for something to eat. That's how my summer has been going, mamas. That's another thing about the summer. They eat and eat and eat and waste your food, and then you get to go shopping every week instead of every other week. So it's been crazy. Like, they've been eating like crazy. Like, my foods have been disappearing, y'all. Disappearing. So that's how every 5 seconds. Do your kids do that? Do your kids ask for food every 5 seconds? Mom, I'm hungry. Mom, I'm hungry. I'm cooking and they still hungry. Like, I'm cooking you dinner. Why are you still hungry? Like, seriously. I know they don't feed them at school every 5 seconds. It's just that when they're home for the summer, they want to eat. Watch TV, eat, dirty your dishes. It's a lot. It's been a lot. And yes, y'all, I cannot wait. Mamas, hold on. Hold on, mamas. Because school is almost open. It's almost time for back to school. It's almost time for us to go back to school shopping. It's almost time for us to drop them off. Yes, it's almost that time, mamas. Hold on tight. Ooh, how are you guys surviving the summer? How are you guys surviving? I'm barely holding on. To tell y'all the truth, I am barely holding on. I want to say that I'm making it. I am barely holding on. This mama is barely holding on. I have 3 boys. I have a 3-year-old and a 4-year-old that likes to fight. I have an 8-year-old now that loves talking back. It's been a crazy summer. It's been crazy. It's been hectic. Okay, it's been chaotic. Okay, my food is running out. My patience is running out. Hurry up, summer. Please hurry up and end. And that's my summer. That's my summer. All right, y'all. And I am out. It's story time. You ready for this? Oh my God, my toddler does the weirdest things. I know I told you guys about the belly button thing, but now he's trying to kiss my belly button. Like, seriously, I think it's so weird. So he was trying to kiss my belly button today. Yes, y'all. Yeah, it's weird. And I was like, look, I don't like you kissing my belly button. And he was like, why? I think your belly button has chocolate in it. I was like, my belly button don't have anything in it. Stop kissing it. It's not right. And he was like, well, I like to kiss my belly button. I was like, what? Where does that kid come up with all of this? And why does he like belly buttons? What is the infatuation with that, y'all? Oh my God. That's my story. Time. time for the inspirational quote of the day. And the inspirational quote for today is, summer break, the time when parents realized that teachers are grossly underpaid. Now, who could relate to that? Thank you so much for listening to Season 3 of Mama Life. If you enjoyed this episode and you would like to support this podcast, please share it with others. Don't keep it to yourself. And wherever you're listening, please remember to rate, subscribe, and leave a review. And to catch all the latest from me, please follow me on Instagram at MamaLifePlus3 and catch me on YouTube at MamaLifePlus3, Life of Moms. And as always, take care of each other, and most importantly, take care of them kids.